This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, it's the Thursday, October 14th program, the DJV show, in fact, on the air with Jennifer Horn. I usually object to using the word show, although it shows up in all of the, pardon the pun, shows up in all the material, the literature.
The name of the program.
Of the program. I know, but
otherwise
like...
Otherwise it would just be the DJV.
No, it would be the DJV program.
Ugh, I hate program. It's so old.
It sounds like it's a lecture. Like, I have a program for you. Yeah. It stops at 3.
It's even like that those commercials where the guy has to teach the people not to be like their parents. And he's like, they're called shows, not programs. It's just so, like, ugh.
And DJVshow.com, it just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah.
So easy.
Tim, sure.
So I guess we're telling you, stop being old.
Oh!
Woo!
Whoa!
How do I take that? Well, listen, I can't change my age, but I don't think that I act my age. Matter of fact, I've been quite proud of... what do you mean?
Pick a different argument, and then we'll go, yeah, you don't act your age. But when it's when you're pushing for the word program, then no, you're
well,
not going to win.
It just the old way of thinking about it, when I grew up in radio, which was a half a century or more ago, the idea of a program... being used instead of show, because show denoted it was something you could see. It was television coming into its own, so the show was the TV, and the program was the radio.
They were doing television programs, too, didn't they?
Yeah, but show denotes or connotes something you can see, and that's always been my point. But apparently my point is fallen on deaf ears.
Now, are you trying to say not or connote?
Okay, so let's have...
I've had a little sleep.
Yeah, I can tell, right. Exactly. The champion of not having a lot of sleep. Well, we all go through that, because that's the way the program that we're doing, excuse me, the show that we're doing, it takes place earlier in the day. Hello to all those who are here and there listening across the platform.
Hopefully we'll be doing it for a while, knock on wood.
Yes, knock on wood. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, let's get to some of the... other trending things here in the world. The Biden administration has outlined plans for coastal wind farms. Now, if they were doing this and Ted Kennedy were still alive, he'd kill it dead. He would.
Why?
Because he was so opposed to having, when wind power developers came to the Cape Cod Regional Something Authority, I forget what it's called, but it's the Cape Cod Regional... Authority. <There's another
laughs>
okay. Word. Anyway, so they had plans to put 23 windmills off the coast of the Cape, between the Cape and the islands. And because Kennedy's compound in Hyannis took a clear view of Hyannis Harbor, and you could see the islands on a clear day, the last thing they wanted was to look out the window and see a bunch of windmills, wind farms.
Mm, yeah.
So he killed it and made sure that while he was alive, it didn't get anywhere. Never, ever did these things, because they didn't take a regional approach. They took a national approach to it. And so apparently now we're back in the mode of taking a national approach for offshore wind generating capacity, which makes a whole lot of sense to me. This should have been done a long time ago, and if it weren't for Kennedy, it would have been done a long time ago. But look at all of the water. Look at Oregon. Look at the Northwest. Look at California. And tied to that, they ought to be doing desalinization plants.
Yes, they
do. Same thing at the same time. So where is Biden on that? I think somebody should slip him a little Mickey and say, okay, Joe, we're with you on the wind farms. How about we do some desalinization so the people in California that voted for you are not going to die of thirst and they'll be able to take a shower every
day. And they're not even going to be able to get water on the shelves because California's already suffering with shortages of all the goods and services. So you've got places that don't have access now to water that are in real peril of not being able to turn on the faucet and have something come out of it. And so what do? You go buy water. Well, now you've got a supply chain problem, and water in bottles is not available everywhere. Toilet
paper,
it's
very expensive. And where
it is
very expensive. All of it.
We were talking earlier today about the price of stuff going up. Steaks are up 22%. Gasoline is up 43% on average. Lodging is up over 20%.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And all of it, you know, my dad, I should send you guys the picture. My dad was in Huntington Beach over the weekend. All of the ships lined up waiting to come in, 60 of them out there still, I think maybe a few more, 80 or so in port. Mm-hmm. And at the White House yesterday, Joe Biden says, well, we're going to fix this by doing 24/7 unloading of these ships, which it's so insulting that this is the solution.
Why is that the
because
fix?
It's not even the problem. The problem is not that you can't go 24/7. The problem is that you don't have the workers to unload it. You have truck drivers who are there who are waiting in line, but you don't have nearly enough. The problem is with the truck drivers. The problem is with the people who are unloading them, the longshoremen, and it is a major shortage. So you can say that people can work 24/7, but if you don't have the staffing to make that happen, you're in real trouble. It's not... The breakdown is that there's so much stuff on the docks just waiting there. They have no more space. So that's why the ships are just waiting.
So now they have
–
there's a new program in high schools in California to teach people how to drive a truck.
Which is great, I think.
Good.
Never applaud something that happens in California, but this high school that has this program, good on you. We need to do more of this kind of stuff. You can make good money. And for people who want to do it, hey, now's the time. Now's the time. We need it. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, so let's go back to inflation for a minute. What do you call it? Bidenflation? Is that what the new term is?
Bidenflation.
Is that what the right-wingers call it, or what is that? Where that?
That's just what I call it. I don't know.
Oh, okay, all right. So we were talking about prices of homes going up 16 to 20% in the next year and cost of food. We talked about furniture. We didn't talk about clothing. So apparently the price, if you're buying a new pair of shoes for my grandson, Miles, you'll pay 12% more for it than you would have a few months ago. And that's what's going on with the sticker shock, if that's what you want to call it, what it costs to buy things now. So, and are we making that much more money? And then on top of that, how much more are we going to pay in taxes to pay for this, all of whatever it is that...
Can I provide an optimistic slant to all of this?
Yes,
I'm going to do my best, and I can't promise it's going to be 100% because I don't know yet, but I'm going to do my best to do a Made in America Christmas this year. So anything that I gift people, I want it to be Made in America. I'm going to try my hardest. That means a lot of stuff from Etsy, a lot of wine, a lot of food gifts, a lot of stuff like that that can be done with companies Made in America. And most people's argument, Victoria and I have talked about this before, you always yell at people not to buy stuff made in China, but a lot of people can't afford to buy stuff made in America because it's cheaper when it comes from China. But that's not the case anymore because the prices are on the rise. So I would challenge everybody that, like, hears me, if you can, over the next several months when you're starting to plot out your holiday gifts, see if you can't try to pay more attention where stuff comes from because the pricing is now becoming almost obsolete. That argument about cheap goods, everything is going up in price, which kind of evens the playing field for those companies that are made in America. So let's not see if we can't turn this into something positive because...
Yep.
It's the
Speaking
only thing
of
we
something
take from it.
Positive, we have some of the emotional aftermath of Shatner going up into space, being the oldest person to go into space. The audio captures the emotion of his feelings of the experience right after he gets off the rocket.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. And the, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the almighty.
Yeah, listen to that.
Chills.
Yeah. Goosebumps.
Just having that intel into him, he's always been so curious about life and death and purpose, and he's a very curious guy, and obviously something clicked for him, you know, and something that unfortunately I think Bezos thinks is just, you know, a great accomplishment of his or some big thing that he can celebrate and brag about. This was something really meaningful for Shatter, and you know what? Hopefully this will be something meaningful when tourism to space is something big. Hopefully other people will be able to share that too.
Do we spoil the time you have left by talking about the Border Patrol and the documents that have been leaked as to what is happening on the border with the illegal immigrants, numbers, people, what's going on, the mass migration?
I don't even think it's a surprise anymore.
Well,
clearly what's happening at the border is now intentional. I mean, this is not like, you know, oh, we're surprised by these Haitians. Oh, we're surprised. When you have an open border, you have an open border, and people are going to keep coming through. And so now these documents are revealing what most people had already guessed, and that is that they're releasing, the administration is instructing Border Patrol to release enormous numbers of migrants into the U.S. with little or no oversight. At least 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. with no supervision by the Biden administration since March. So they're not even given the little appear in court notices that some of the migrants that we've talked about are getting. There is 30,000 people now. I guess they're using parole authorities to create another 30,000 of them who are going to get work permits without really any conversation. By in August alone, they're going to be handing over 30,000.
So what does that say to all the people who've done it the right way, who have worked hard to become American citizens? This is such an up yours to them. It is. I can't put words around it. It is. Mm-hmm. You long for the days when things were fair. And
well,
what
I think
it
the
is
backlash that, is that Latino voters are going to start voting more conservative, as we've already started to see from 2016 to 2020. I think Latino voters are going to start doing that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's. I don't know. I just bugs me. I don't have time. I was going to say one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit was the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And some people are suggesting, some doctors are saying that you're better off to have gotten a Johnson & Johnson shot than Moderna or Pfizer.
Who's saying that? I have not heard that at all.
Well, the
recommendation is that if you did get J&J, that you should get either one Moderna or one Pfizer. That's not official recommendation, but that's what a lot of independent panels have come up with. That's what the doctors are all saying.
Yeah, I understand the booster, but there's still this. Well, anyway.
I wonder if that's because the government's flowing cash into Moderna and Pfizer. Could it be that?
Well, no, these are independent panels, independent doctors who have looked at research, and the U.S. government hasn't endorsed what they're saying. That's just what they've been finding. It came out of New York, two different
not
hospitals.
Not too good at the, I want to keep. I'm stepping on my words here because we had such a positive thing with Shatner. I don't want to send us down the drain with some other stuff. Although in the next half hour we do have to spend a little bit of time talking about the Chicago Police, Chicago PD, and not the television show. 19 after the hour on the DJV program.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 23 after the hour, and we work into the Jay Kirshner portion of this hour. This is her exclusive area, like Victoria's is her exclusive area is technology. Victoria is up on the trending things, gossipy sorts of stuff. For example, yet another item from the Britney Spears playbook, right after this.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Let's get to it here, Jay. What's up with Britney today?
Okay, so we heard about her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, on the memoir that's coming out, and then it was originally titled something out of a Britney song.
Yeah,
and then they went and changed it. And it was originally, I must confess, they changed it to Things I Should Have Said. Well, Britney posted her Instagram, I'm thinking of releasing a book next year, but I am having issues coming up with the title, so maybe my fans can help. Option one, stuff. She doesn't say stuff. She says something else. But stuff,
S
I really don't know.
It begins with an S and ends with a T.
Yeah. Or option two, I really care what people think. And it's total throwing shade to her sister.
Yep. Which she deserves.
Did they even speak? They defended, which is, it's interesting. I, you know, we don't really know what the status of Britney and her family, like, I mean, we know how she feels about her dad, but we don't really know. She doesn't mention her sister much. She doesn't mention her mom. She doesn't mention her brother.
Well, where is her mother?
Well,
she has
mentioned her sister, just not outright the way that she mentioned her dad. Subtle shade to her sister. She's not mentioned her mom at all. But her mom,
Lynn Spears, actually, or whatever her new name is now, she's remarried, but she came out and basically, like, totally stood behind Jamie Lynn on this one, so I can't imagine that that's going to help her relationship with Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Brittany, I feel like, I don't know, because I'm not in the situation, but if there's certain family members that are exempt from the issues you're saying you have with your family, you would say that. You would say, I'm not talking about my sister.
Right.
Or I'm not including this person. She didn't. She has thrown her entire family all in one lump.
Okay. Let's, you know, it's interesting. The Jamie Lee Curtis appearance in Halloween, the way she looks, her hair is long. You don't usually see her with long hair, and it's gray. She looks old. And it's interesting that one screenshot that I can remember seeing in the previews when I was waiting for the James Bond movie to start last Saturday night when I went to it is her holding this huge knife.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I mean, it's just like, okay. And the look on her face. So what is all this? The look is a psycho look, right? Isn't that how it's being described?
Yeah, very psycho. Well, the Halloween Kills premiere, most people get dressed to the nines for their premieres, and they walk their red carpet. Well, Halloween followed that trend, and it was a costume party. So Jamie Lee Curtis actually channeled her mom, Janet Leigh, and did the psycho look. Well, she
who
said
was
she
in
actually,
Psycho. She was the one who was killed in the bathtub.
She
in
was
psycho.
The one in the shower. She actually said that she more so channeled Scarlett Johansson as Janet Leigh in the movie Hitchcock because Psycho was black and white, but in Hitchcock you could see, oh, it was a pale blue dress. So,
interesting. Yeah.
Jamie Lee honored her mom.
Yeah, right. You know, I forget about her. Her mom was the one that got it from Norman Bates, All right, there it is, putting all the dots together here on the DJV show at 28 past.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
During the 2020 election, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent $419.5 million to turn out likely Democrat voters. But it wasn't traditional political spending. He funded a targeted private takeover of government election operations by normally nonprofit organizations. Ronald Klain, the White House chief of staff, was criticized online late Wednesday after he retweeted a post from a Harvard professor that summed up our top economic issues as rich people problems. Jason Furman, Harvard's Aetna professor of the practice of economic policy, said the country would not be faced with these issues if the unemployment rate was still at 10%. Conservatives on social media took issue with Klain's retweet, claiming that he was, in effect, downplaying the hardships that Americans are experiencing when buying gas or simply going to the grocery store. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Biden administration is paying people not to work, one economic expert says that mentality is hurting the U.S. economy. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The shrinking U.S. workforce during the COVID pandemic is going to cripple the economic recovery. That's according to billionaire investor and businessman Barry Sternlicht. Sternlicht, the founder of Starwood Capital Group, which operates hotels as part of its portfolio, says the federal government should pay people to go back to work, not to stay home. Sternlicht telling CNBC,
"People ask me what I might talk about this morning, and I said I'm going to talk about Janet Yellen and how wrong she is about the economy. I mean, there's 6 million unemployed, but there's 11.5 million jobs that are open, and we can't find. The whole service economy is in a crisis, whether it's a restaurant, a pizzeria, a laundromat, a small shop. Amazon can raise wages, no problem. They're making $1 trillion, the richest man on earth, or second richest man on earth now, I guess. You know, they can go to $15, $16, $17 in a warehouse, but mom and dad can't do that. So this labor force contraction, the fact that so many people are not looking for a job and the labor participation rate has dropped, is really hurting the underbelly of the U.S. economy. It can't really fully recover until these people come back to work."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football will feature the Eagles hosting Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. The game will be on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug's ready. Victoria's ready. Jay's ready. So let's get at it here. 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Today is World Sight Day, ladies. World Sight Day, observed every year on the second Thursday of October. Obviously today, October the 14th, initiated by the Lions Clubs during their Sight First campaign, trying to spread awareness about preventable blindness and help people who are visually impaired. Do you know anybody who's blind, either of you?
I've known people over the course of my life that had kind of like degenerative eye issues. They weren't born blind. They eventually went blind.
Mm-hmm. You know anybody, Victoria?
My mom is losing sight in her left eye. So
is she? It's, how? What's happening?
I guess macular degeneration. So not really sure if that's...
How does it affect your outlook on the world, pardon the pun? How does it affect how every day
she
looks?
Well, she's had two surgeries, so she's basically just sort of getting used to not having great sight or really even efficient sight in one eye.
Does wearing glasses help?
No, because she has very thin retinas and there's like a wrinkle. So she's had two different surgeries.
That's dangerous. Jennifer had torn retina. She has thin retinas as well. It's bad. Yeah, stuff. You have like where in an accident or you jar your head. You know that's who does it. Something like that. The snap, and that's because it's so tenuous. The little is just even with a healthy retina. It's a very, very small little... Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, with all the coughing that I've been doing because of bronchitis, I was actually concerned. The other night, I got into a coughing fit, and I sat up in bed, and I just could not catch my breath, and I just kept my eyes closed really tightly because I know that that's when Jen... When I first
Jennifer
started on the show five and a half years ago, Jen had torn her retina or detached her retina, and so and that was from a coughing fit. So I kind of thought of her, like, oh, my God, I can't go through that. So, yeah, it's scary.
All right. Today is also Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Luke.
Does that mean if you don't have any hair, you're more free than if you do have hair? It's hard to take care of your hair, right, for women anyway. Every day Jennifer goes in and has her shower in the morning and washes her hair. She has a big, thick mane of hair. The two of you do as well.
No,
you find
I don't.
It hard? You don't?
No, my hair is very thin and very fine.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, no, the pictures you've seen, those were extensions. I've since taken those out. But,
really?
No, I do not have thick hair by any means.
So how do you
wash
your hair?
Once a week.
I'm
going to
find out if once a week you wash your hair?
Mm-hmm. Any more than that, it's too much on my hair.
Mm. Really? Yeah. I wash my hair every day. Well, anyway. But I have shorter hair, obviously, than you do. How do you wash your hair if you have extensions? Do you take them out?
No, you wash it just, it's almost kind of like it becomes your hair, way they're put in. They're not clip-ins. Well, the ones I had, they weren't clip-ins. They were like individual pieces. Oh. And you just wash your hair the exact same way you would if you didn't have extensions.
Hmm.
Probably have to be a little more careful, though, right?
No, not with the ones I had. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Huh. All right. So wow. Victoria does a podcast called Beauty Pop. And I'm sure they discuss things like this along with the kind of creams you were talking about and Botox and all that sort of stuff. Check it out at, what is it? The handle is Beauty Pop at something.
Yeah,
what is it?
On Instagram we're at Beauty Pop Pod. But anywhere that you get your podcasts, it's just Beauty Pop.
Beauty Pop. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of podcasts, I have a unique podcast-only session every week, if that's what you want to call it, with a couple of experts when it comes to the sorts of things that we don't really understand. The sixth sense stuff, Zodiac Magic, is now in its fourth month, and more, hundreds more every week are listening to this overview of what your week will have for you, pending the input from astrologer Laura Banks, and then there's the psychic scout Mary O'Malley. So, as the Mercury's coming out of retrograde this weekend. Woo-hoo. So next week will be different. Next week is going to be, I'm not going to give too much of this away, but it's going to be a great time. As this week has been a great time for reflection, next week is a great time for getting things done. A lot of creative and important energy. So you guys will be all happy about that. And we on the podcast we have now at ZodiacMagicShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Zodiac. The website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
So why do I still see this? The podcast is not at ZodiacMagicShow.com. It's at Zodiac Magic.
You're just
Podcast.
Confusing everyone. So take this offline.
Because
I know, but
yeah, no, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com is it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's that. Now, the situation in Chicago, where the police officer union head has told the Chicago police to not take the vaccine if you don't want to, defy the mandate and stay on the job, basically. Ignore the requirement to report their COVID vaccination status by tomorrow or be placed on unpaid leave. So he says there aren't enough police. You think the situation in Chicago is bad now with all kinds of violence. Imagine if you take 800 or 900 cops off the beat and what's going to happen in the city. And he says that he also doesn't think the city has the authority to require you to do that. Hasn't that been one of the arguments that pretty much everybody has used? You know, if it's a city, I mean, if it's a private entity like an airline, they can tell you, you know, these are the, this is part of working for us. You don't like it, go get a job somewhere else. But the city or public entities can't do that. So, you know, in this circumstance, what do they do? And I'm sure there are places, excuse me, I'm just trying to think what Boston is doing. Most of the police officers there have gotten their shots, if I remember correctly. I'm thinking about Framingham, too, where I am. And I don't know that it's been an issue here. But it sure as heck has been an issue in some places. In Chicago now, it seems to be the poster child for defiance. Nope, we're going to work. We're going to be there, but we're not getting our shots. You can't make us. And so, you know, what are you going to do about it? Are they going to go, how, are they going to physically remove the police from the police station? I can just see him doing that with Voight. Do you know who Voight is? You don't watch Chicago PD.
No.
He's the sergeant in charge of the division that gets into all the bad stuff and does all the research. It's called intelligence. The squad is intelligence. Anyway, so that's something to watch, I think, as much as anything else. The number of drug overdoses, I don't even say this right, drug overdose deaths in this past year, 96,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses. Now, my question, this is a 30% jump, by the way, and it sort of shows you, it's kind of like the suicide numbers are up about that much, too. Is it because of pandemic? Is it because of other things? Isolation, whatever it is. But the is it you take a shot in the arm and you're overdosing? Or is it you're having opioids? You know, you're taking...
Well, fentanyl. I know a lot of the stuff that... Fentanyl is just so incredibly dangerous. And I think it's like one... There's some incredible measurement that I read. And it's something like... The tiniest fraction of fentanyl is equivalent to, like, whatever some insane amount of heroin would be. I mean, that's how dangerous it is. And so a lot of this fentanyl stuff is everywhere. It's a synthetic. And so it's being mixed in with other drugs. So people are doing, you know, thinking they're doing recreational drugs and there's fentanyl laced in it. And then people are accidentally dying from that. It's crazy. It's a mess. Fentanyl is a huge, huge problem.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, and it's still legal, right? Isn't it? I mean,
By prescription, but this is all illegal fentanyl that's everywhere.
But how do you get it? Is it on black market?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. It's not hard to get. I mean, you could probably just Google it and find somebody. You know, it's so prevalent. It's everywhere. But the thing that really was alarming that they in this new report, they found that all but three states saw increases in overdose deaths. Vermont had the biggest jump. It was an 85.1% jump in overdose deaths last year.
Good
so what
God.
Is going on in Vermont?
Aye, aye, aye.
Like, did people just all move to Vermont and now everyone's on fentanyl?
Go on drugs?
I mean, you know, New Hampshire was like the heroin capital of America. You know, everyone.
Know
yeah. Really? And so Western Mass and New Hampshire are horrible areas for all
Western
kinds
Mass,
of stuff.
Well, from Keene, New Hampshire down to Connecticut, there's Route 203, I think it is, that's called the heroin highway.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And the cops
and so that
never
whole
stop
area,
feeders because
yeah,
they're all that, drug runners. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that whole area, which was a very, like, blue-collar, working-class area, and that's where, you know, and lots of injuries, and then everyone would go to the doctor and say, well, hey, you know, I work, you know, in manual labor, and I've got my back hurts, and everybody was given all of these opioid, everybody got OxyContin. Well, then everyone gets hooked on it. It only takes 1 week to get hooked on it. And then when the doctor finally, you know, you can't get any more of it, well, then the next thing is you can't afford to buy it on the black market, so then you just go to heroin. And that's where that whole area of the country, that whole New Hampshire and Western Mass area, has such a high cluster of opioid addicts. And I guess my guess is it's spreading into Vermont. That's what I mean. What else could be the reason for an 85% jump?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. John Walsh thinks he's found Brian Laundrie's whereabouts.
This is Walsh with an S-H, right?
Yeah, this is the guy who used to...
No, I'm just asking because it must be a Boston thing because you make it sound like there's a C-H, like Walsh.
Walsh? Walsh.
Yeah, it's Walsh.
Walsh. Okay.
See, you always do that. Walsh. I'm always confused who you're talking about.
John Walsh.
Walsh.
Okay, anyway. Remember him from America's Most Wanted? He's got a new show called In Pursuit. So he's all over this, or at least he's trying to be. Here he is trying to get an answer to the question of let him ask the question. Let's listen.
Don't think for a minute that this coward would have the guts to kill himself in the swamp and end everybody's pain. Actually, it'd be a brave thing to do. Then the family wouldn't have to go through a horrible trial and look at all the pictures of their daughter laying in the desert. I've sat in those trials before. But I believe he's out there with the aid of his parents. They're actively aiding and abetting his escape, and they're helping him stay out there. I believe they might have given him a gun, and I would hate to see somebody else become a victim of this guy, but it's still a wide-open investigation. This guy could be anywhere.
I think he's right. I think he's totally right. These parents are just, they're not acting.
They should be under arrest,
at all. They should, and they're not acting in any way that's consistent with, oh my gosh, this girl.
They're basically rolling their thumb. What do they call it? Stick your thumb on your nose.
But beyond that, this was their future daughter-in-law who lived with them. She lived in their house with them every day. And they show absolutely no remorse. They're not concerned. They weren't concerned at all about her. It just, I don't know. These people are just subhuman. And so I think Walsh is totally right. The parents are clearly aiding and abetting him. Yeah. He seems to think that he's down in, according to the special that aired on last night, he seems to think that he made it down to the Bahamas, which wouldn't be difficult from Florida.
Yeah, get on a private boat and go over there. It's no big deal.
You could charter a fishing boat, pay to get on a fishing boat. Yeah. It's not hard. Yeah, no. But that's where he seems to think he is.
Yeah, well, Walsh is around still. He kept trying to get in some of the audio. You kept trying to get them to answer the question.
Did Brian Laundrie do it? Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody
would
answer.
Which is stupid because the coroner can't say that. I mean,
the
coroner doesn't know.
No, that's not the coroner's job.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so that's the latest on Brian Laundrie here on the DJV Show at 47 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour. This is the Thursday, October 14th DJV program. We are delighted, we are ecstatic, we are thrilled to have the services of one Charles Chucker. Chuck Curry is here with us to discuss what's going on in the movie world. Chuck, are you okay after that build-up?
No, I'm okay. I'm a little shaky of an intro, but I was off yesterday, so I'll absorb it.
And you missed the Shatner thing. This is a movie in and of itself. We ought to see if we can get them to make a movie out of that. We'll talk about movies and videos and stuff right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it, and how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Welcome to church. Here we are. We're going to fold your hands and see if we can contact the living Chucker. What do you say?
Why not, Chuck?
Church sound. All right, so what's happening in the release department? What are we playing this for?
That is the theme music to the original 1990 Christmas classic, Doug, Home Alone. And Disney Plus just released a trailer 2 days ago to their straight-to-streaming reboot. It's titled Home Sweet Home Alone. It has an all new cast. It feels like they're aping the original, but they're probably going to make a lot of money off it. Certainly there's going to be interest. It's interesting, but it just feels like one of the most massive cash grabs I've ever seen, which is not unusual for Disney because they've done this now with their streaming network for the last 2 years.
Worst company in the world to work for. They're horrible.
Know what, though? I just watched the trailer because I didn't even know it existed until Chuck just mentioned it. It looks really cute. It's a really good cast. And the little boy is from Jojo Rabbit. I thought he almost stole that whole movie.
Let me ask you a question. Why
the little boy's friend with the glasses.
He's British and the mother's British in the trailer. Why do you think they went that route? Is because if it gets bad notice, they're just going to say, oh, is this completely something different?
I don't know. That is a weird... Yeah. I mean, it is strange, but... And Pete Holmes is the dad? That's weird. No one really knows him. He's a stand-up comic who had a... He had a show on HBO called Crashing, and basically, couch crashing as he was trying to be a stand-up. But this is a huge breakout role for him, then.
Yeah, if you look at the trailer, the kid who played Buzz in the original two films is in this movie in a cameo, because on his jacket it says McAllister. But Macaulay Culkin, who played Kevin, and that made him one of the big breakout childhood stars of all time, the original Home Alone, confirmed on Twitter he has no involvement in this film, not even a cameo, which is sort of a shame. He's 41 years old now. That actually would have been pretty cool if they got him to do a cameo. Why that didn't materialize, I have no idea.
All right, so when are they going to do a movie about the Rolling Stones? Isn't there a movie there's a movie there?
Well, I know there's that would be a good idea, actually. I think that would be a great idea. I mean, the Bohemian Rhapsody, that was a terrific film on Queen, and then the Rocket Man with Elton John. I thought that was also a terrific film. They're currently filming a biopic based on the life of Whitney Houston. I think, as I said on the air before, I think that has tremendous potential. Yeah, Rolling Stones would be a good one.
Great one. So did they take anything out of the repertoire? Did Queen do anything that would be considered in today's age inappropriate? Like the Stones and Brown Sugar, that doesn't cut it today. So
well, Victoria, answer that question. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if you're going to do an honest interpretation, you should just be honest as possible, I think. It makes for a better film.
Well, should Brown Sugar be out? Because it talks about drugs and, it's pretty obvious what it's about. One would wonder whether I just can't see that.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.